Wow, young blood, way to go.
Wack Arnold's is proud to give young African Americans an opportunity to serve their communities, making them feel responsible for the welfare of their own environment.
Afternoon, ladies.
Ew, nigga, you smell like french fries.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A lick her license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license.
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kid.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. All right, and a very happy Christopher Columbus Day to you.
Ooh.
Motherfucking Christopher Columbus. Do you remember where that came from?
Yeah.
If you don't out there, this is a fucking good story. My old roommate Tony, he had like these Wolverine fucking sideburns. I remember one time
we had George Jefferson on top. Wolverine sideburns.
The one time Kurdeer was about to like fight him because he like mad dogged him. Remember that we were down at Luke's?
I do. I went from wanting to beat up Tony to like feeling sorry for Tony and understanding he was just a damaged soul amongst a lot of damaged souls out here in the Valley of the Stars.
Well, he still is a damaged soul. Anyways, so he always had fucking four pairs of socks on that went up to his
He was
knees.
Always wintered out. He was from Colorado, right?
Yeah, he was.
So he was wintered out to the fullest.
He would
wear the long sleeve shirt when everybody else had the short sleeve at work.
He wore that many socks because he was like a size 6 in dude size. So if he wore that many socks, he'd wear an 8, so his foot wouldn't look so small.
Damn, micro penis syndrome.
He is one that had a Napoleon syndrome.
Yeah,
I mean 100%.
I don't know what it was, but it was something. Yeah.
And he's sitting in the bed one time, and it's me, Kurdeer, and David.
Yeah.
And Damon.
And
we're all sitting. That's when I had the massage chair, remember? And
I do.
Damon, your brother, always wanted to sit in that fucking thing.
Always.
And we're sitting there.
I forgot about the massage chair.
We were fucking baked or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And we were sitting there, and Tony's just like sitting on. The way it was set up, like Tony's bed was in
the fucking living room. Tell him. When you walked through the door, it was like a fucking Bangkok Thai massage
parlor. It was like, you know, like if you walked to the left was living room, to the right was the kitchen. It like would have been where the dining room, but it was all kind of part of the same room.
Your apartment was big as shit before that big ass bed was in there. Like I would lay out on the floors and shit. Like it was
when it was when it was just me and Jackie.
I'd get high and like I could lay on the fucking floor and just chill. Mm-hmm. It was spacious, but that bed, like.
I couldn't wait. I hit my fucking knee on that bed daily. I couldn't wait. When as soon as he left, I destroyed that bed like a fucking hammer. I fucking hated that bed. So we're sitting there, and Tony just like sitting in his bed, like trying to like riff with us. Now David was a comedian.
Yes.
Okay, Kurdeer and I, we can snap. We got our wits about us.
Yeah, man. When you're confident, you don't give a fuck about that.
Damon was
all
probably
jokes.
Your brother was probably smoking all day, so he was kind of out of it. So they're just goofing on Tony, and out of nowhere, your brother goes, "Motherfucking Christopher Columbus."
Oh, but if y'all see Tony, I swear you put one of them like bonnet shirts on him and shit, and you'd be like, "Damn, he do look like one of them throwback ass Christopher Columbus type people."
If he
Paul
had,
Revere,
like, one of those pointed hats.
He
could be on like Money or something.
Right. He could be like in Gettysburg at an actual museum, being one of the people to like shoot a musket or some shit.
Maybe he did that like on the side, like we didn't know. Like,
shoot a fucking musket at your head.
When he got unemployment, he went for a year and a half. And I wonder if he was doing like Civil War reenactments and stuff.
Maybe so.
He should have. He was like, I'm out there trying to get like a fucking job so goddamn bad. He would just sit there on the couch without the TV on. And I would just be like.
And he would take more smoke breaks than I ever seen somebody take.
I'm like, what's going
fucking
on, dude?
Smoke breaks in life.
I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, oh, I'm just thinking. I'm like, I guess I'm not watching TV. I'll go to work early today.
Yeah. You know? I remember you used to go to work early, like two, three hours early sometimes.
I remember that specifically. I left at 10 a.m. and started at 1.
I'm a witness to that just shit. So I remember I used to be like, what the fuck are you going? Just to get the fuck out of the house. Like, he had nowhere else to be.
I could not take that guy, man.
He had nowhere else to be.
I would leave at 10 a.m. Like, stop it. What the fuck was that? That's fine. It's fine. I'd leave at 10 a.m. and I didn't have to start work till 1. Then I'd get off at like say 9, 10 o'clock. Take the bus home. I'd stop like 2 stops early and just walk home, so it wasted more time.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I had the Sirius portable deal, and I would just listen to Howard all the time.
You were very radio advanced. When I never gave a fuck about none of that shit.
Like talk radio and things like that,
going to get a car and shit, you'd be like, man, make sure you get this and try to get the... I was like, damn, this motherfucker knew about talk radio. It wasn't no podcast and shit popping off. It was...
No. Yeah, I mean, if you got think about it. When Luke and I did... We started our show, I don't know if it's 5 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's four or five years ago yeah. when we started. We started the month that we moved into our old apartment, which I don't think you ever... The one we had on Woodset before this one. Oh, yeah. I think you were. Because you were on the show. Okay.
I did.
Okay. So, yeah, you remember that one. That one was nice, but...
This one is a lot better, though.
Yeah, it is.
Like, peaceful, and,
Like I said... I like this one. It's a little more money, but fuck it, man. We got a pool that I never use.
Yeah. No, they have a pool at the other one?
Nah. But two bathrooms. That's it. That's end of story. Like, you need fucking two bathrooms, you know? Give me an update. Career's fucking underwear minute.
Oh, man. So, like Under Armour, I actually like it better than... Like, I'm starting to... Some of the boxer briefs, they make them too short.
Mm-hmm.
These not
on your
short.
Thighs?
Yeah, I hate that fucking... Because it's weird, because it always feel like they're riding up or some shit, but they really not. But all of those underwear like that, if you're a man out there and you're getting your shit together, get you some like them kind of... What's it called? Like boxer... Not really boxer briefs.
Those are
like
boxer jocks.
Boxer jocks. It make your dick feel good. Make your shit
Are you sold on Under Armour?
I mean, I'm not against it. What I specifically go seek out Under Armour underwear... I don't know. But if it's there, I will fuck with it. Definitely. All
right. I guess I started getting Under Armour 15 years ago. That was like the...
Genesis
of it.
Richard Plank or whatever the fuck his name, a billionaire.
Yeah. And so I just stuck with them ever since. Like, I tried that championship. It just fit differently. You know what I'm saying? It fit differently. So I do. I'm saying, but you make sure when you look at them that they got the dick hole. You don't want the ones without the dick hole. That's what I'm saying. There's some of them come without a dick hole.
Don't get the one without the dick hole.
That sucks. I didn't get a pull down. You look
like right. But a lot of them, a lot of the other brands, that's my complaint. Dude, they don't have a dick hole. You're right.
You're like the fucking 3-year-old at the urinal. You got to pull your pants down. I always want to do that. Go to a public urinal.
Just drop your fucking drawers.
Drop my pants and start pissing. Piss.
Ass out. Never
see. You're like walk in.
Yes,
and a kid's taking a piss. You're like, God, I walk out.
I haven't walked in on grown ass men like that, though. Doing that shit. You'd be like at a fucking outlet mall or some shit. And you just see these random ass, like, dude, what the fuck?
Sorry, guys. That's some iced tea for you. No, lemonade.
Lemonade.
All right. So you like them?
Yeah.
All right. Now, okay, here's the thing. Are they worth $20?
Man, these days I would say yes because...
They're going to last. Listen, I have pairs that are like six years old.
I force myself to throw away fucking
underwear sometimes. I don't know why people... But I'm saying you buy a pair of fucking whatever Target sells. I don't know what their brand is of boxers. They're going to last you a year. These motherfuckers last five, 6 years.
It's almost, that fiber technology
and
shit.
I don't get... You were telling me on a past episode, people are like, oh, every 2 years you should
throw the shit away.
Get the fuck out of here. I washed them, motherfuckers. What's going to be the difference? What, they got fucking shit stains in them? You know?
No, I don't think because of that. I just think it's some people's shit, making shit up.
I don't know. That was fucking stupid. So we're, you know, guys, as you know, we probably should change our name to either... This is the liquor license, but we should change it. We should change it to like... Let me tell you like this, or
shout out to
the Good Karma podcast.
Shout out to Positive,
aka
Perrier.
Because
now we Perrier-ing.
Ever since you now are the co-host of 2016.
Oh,
that goes out the rap.
Oh,
hope you're listening. Cordier is the podcast co-host of the year 2016. Just saying,
I'll take that.
We're gonna get a belt.
Should I give a speech?
We're gonna get a necklace made. We're going to get tattoos,
belt buckle,
liquor license,
necklace, rings, bracelets. We're going all in. Monogram earrings.
The 2016 Coast Year is going to come looking like Mr. T straight up. All we ever talk about lately in the past 3 weeks is, which I don't want to harp on because we've talked about it,
mm-hmm.
but like just being positive and good karma.
Right.
So, I'm not saying I'm down and out. I got a fucking place. I might have just got a job today, which I don't want to talk about on there.
Because I've been there, done that. Yeah.
But let's just say...
We ain't taking shits in front of fat bitches no more. We done moved up.
Yeah, no
don't
more.
Worry about us.
There's no more shit at the slob.
Right.
Okay. But is there a point where there's too much good karma?
I think so. Yeah,
okay.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to be extra positive.
All like, the, you know, like I'll pick up trash and shit sometimes now. Like, okay. Now... I'm walking out of 7-Eleven the other day,
yeah.
and there's $40 in a receipt on the ground. So great. Now, in my head, I know I need that $40.
Yep.
Okay? You know, there's rent coming up. There's fucking bills coming up.
Yeah.
I walk back
in. Cigarettes coming up.
I walk back into 7-Eleven. I give it to the guy. It has a name on it.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, somebody drop this in the parking lot in case they come back for it. Now, 100% sure that guy pocketed it.
Would you ask what I would have done? Is that the next question?
I'm saying, is that too much? Or,
you're fucking right. That's too much,
motherfucker. Or was that a sign that I should have just taken that money?
Giving you a little boost. That's sort of a little paper boost.
The whole time afterwards.
If you don't believe in God, that was the universe or the fucking rocks or whatever, the sea giving you a little break, telling you go treat yourself to a chalupa or some shit.
The whole time I'm thinking about, like, maybe that was supposed to be in
my pocket. Yeah, that was supposed to be for you.
I know.
That's all good. You still win.
But okay, I'm 100% the 7-Eleven guy pocketed it.
I'm 200%.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
All right. So I got, well, these are my points from last time I'm on the bus through. I got, before this interview today, I had a, it was a couple episodes ago, I told you about how I get a grant for like $11,000. These scams are getting good.
The Indonesian,
so I had this job government scam. I apply on all these jobs through like LinkedIn or Monster, Zip, Recruiter, or all these other websites. Okay. And every day I get like 47. And sometimes, and so I see like, okay, they need an executive assistant.
Yeah.
Good money. Okay. I click on it, one click apply. It gives you all my LinkedIn shit, all my stuff. So I get a call the next day. I'm talking, so, you know, are you still interested? This and that. I said, okay. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to send you a check to buy a printer because you're going to work from home and we're opening up an office in Valley Village.
Oh, shit.
And then as soon as I hung up, I'm like, wait a fucking second.
Again,
they're trying.
Everything's
and now, number one, I didn't give him anything this time. Right. So they call back and I'm like, yo, I'm on your fucking shit, dude.
So he's learned from the previous episode.
Because my buddy Scott, Rocks in the Sink motherfucking Murphy, he went on like this Reddit thing or Facebook or something, and he found that this is like a new scam that they do. What they do is then you put in the bank, there's no money,
right?
And now they have all your bank information.
Man.
These motherfuckers are getting.
I told you this is a new age, man. Just
I heard either some you fuck me, up shit. I heard some
or I'm gonna fuck you. It's how they doing it,
This is okay. So this old lady comes in and she's got to be 75, 80.
Oh, and don't have no age limit on.
No. I'm telling you, tell me how fucked up this scam
go
is.
Ahead. Yeah.
She's an older lady. Okay, so whoever's making this call, number one, knows she's an old lady, probably has all of her background shit.
Social security number, fucking thing else. Right?
It's a girl who calls and says, Grandma, her granddaughter goes to college in Illinois, University, she's an Illini.
Okay.
Calls, Grandma, I got into a car accident, I don't want to tell Dad, can you send me $2,000?
Damn.
And the grandma's like, yeah, I can, and hangs up, and she's getting ready to like fucking send a check to this, like, or Western Union, the money.
Oh, okay, all right.
To this, wherever in Illinois. But she's thinking about it. She's all shooken up by it because obviously her granddaughter was in a car accident. She calls her granddaughter. Granddaughter's fucking sleeping. Wakes up. She's like, hey, what's going on? She goes, were you in a car accident? She goes, no, I've been home all day.
Damn.
So motherfucking somebody with like an 18-year-old's voice calls and tells a grandmother that I've been in an accident. Send me money.
Yeah.
Good for the lady to call the fucking granddaughter to double check, but like.
I mean,
God damn, like that, yo, that's some devious shit, dog.
Man, the world is full of devious shit.
That's just devious.
That's why you should have took that $40 to the Positive Fund Confirmation Group.
Well, speaking of devious, you know what time it is?
This is the most gangster shit of the week. It's time for the most gangster shit of the week. So this week, we're going to make this one short and sweet. The most gangster shit I heard this week was Donald Trump telling the girls he grabbed him by the pussy or some shit like that. But this is my thing. Okay, and I understand it's a free fall, it's a fight right now. So whatever they could use to get Hillary, you know, ahead, more power to him, that's what they're trying to do. But what the fuck y'all think Donald Trump was talking about behind the scenes, motherfucker? Donald Trump got a fucking hair piece on, all this other shit, got $1 billion, then went broke, owing $1 billion, still got another billion stashed away. Man, that's all people like that talk about, man, is pussy and fucking what they gonna eat their next fucking egg or some shit.
Grab your wife's pussy and man,
just some shit that but everybody reactions and shit is just like
you tell me like the who the fuck is accusing this? Hillary. Look at what your husband did. Right. Look at the fucking demonic.
I tell anybody, man, Bill was our first black president. Cause he's Bill,
gangster, dog.
Yeah, Bill was
he's
on
more
some
gangster than
shit.
Obama, dog.
Man, Bill got sexual assault charges. Bill got illegitimate kids, Bill, smoking weed, playing saxophone on Arsenio Hall. I mean, what the fuck else do y'all want?
Look at how he looks now, man. You could tell that dude's been wet. He's been like, fucking man, pounding Bill looked
like, I'm not bullshitting, but Bill looked like, if you really sit back, B, and you hit a joint or some shit and you watch TV, Bill looked like the epitome of what they say, like when you sold your soul to the devil or some shit for like all the riches in the world.
Yeah.
And he, on the back end, he looks like he came collect and took all the spirit and air out of this motherfucker.
That's
like,
true.
Because he's still living. And I was like, I remember when he, I thought he was going to die like 10, 12 years ago. And it was like,
do you remember? Yeah, he had like heart surgery, like triple fucking bypass.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. And that's why I say, like, you know, and I still like the motherfucker, but the reality is, man, you don't know what people be doing behind closed doors, man. Like, fuck, that motherfucker look like he is a shell of a fucking pistachio.
So what's the gangster part? That Hillary's like, putting out there, or that Trump's
That the America is amazed. I'm not even amazed, because they know shit like this going. But it's like, what the fuck y'all thought? Like, you see, he walked through the Miss USA pageant room watching all the naked girls because he can. That's gangster shit. That's cool. The kind of shit, I mean, gangsters who do.
Wouldn't do it.
That's, I like mean, Al honestly, Capone back in the day. Like walk the same thing. It's right? The same. It's Mike Tyson at the fucking Black Miss Black America where he caught the rape charge. The same thing. They let Mike in there to grab booties and shit. This is what rich motherfucking people with access do.
So does that make you want to vote for him more or less?
No, fuck Trump. I ain't got no time for none of that shit.
Okay.
But all right, good. You can't live in a world where Donald Trump the fucking president. That's like fucking Mickey Mouse being a president. It's like,
no, it's like that the movie Watchmen, where like Nixon is still president in like an alternate universe.
But,
like that,
but even Nixon was a politician. Like,
agreed.
That's like me and you just standing on the corner and we really just say, fuck it, we're going to make this governor shit happen.
I got a feeling. I don't want to do heavy politics. Maybe we'll do like a voting day episode or something.
That's cool.
Or the day before. But I don't know how to put this. I think a lot of people are like, well, he says some okay. Like, one out of 10 things he says, I'm sort of like, oh, all right.
I don't believe it's what he's saying. I believe, simple and plain, people fucking broke. And at the end of the day, the rich motherfucker, you'll believe a rich motherfucker before you believe a motherfucker talking about
him. He does make money.
He make money. And that's the only thing. Anybody who would go with Trump to me is broke. And they're like, you know what? We didn't give everything else a shot and I'm broke. Why give this crazy lunatic motherfucker a shot? Yeah. See if he can help me get a
fucking... See if he can boost our economy.
And that's why I said, I don't have no... I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Like I said.
Okay, if... For some reason, because I remember he didn't really have a party when he first sort of started coming out.
Motherfucker ain't even had a party.
If he would have been the vice president to Hillary, I would have voted for that ticket.
I could see...
That I would have voted for.
I could see if a legit motherfucker is running the shit and you got like a character like him on the side who you know is man enough. Because he is man enough to like say, okay, we elect Hillary and... North Korea bombs the shit out of us.
Mm-hmm.
She gonna go think about it. His crazy ass will bomb the motherfuckers right back or some shit. Yeah, before we even get a fucking press release, they'll be saying he already went push the button. So I respect that on that level. His craziness is it's enough to fucking not let us get fucked by, like, they'll go have meetings and shit and he'd be like, no, I already decided. And he'd be like, I didn't even know you could decide. I thought Congress decided. And be like, bitch, I'm the president. I did this shit. So
what do they call it? That executive decision.
So,
believe me, he would abuse that.
Yeah.
Where, like you said, I think Hillary would be a little more educated about it and go around.
A little more thoughtful and shit.
The thing is, I think a lot of people now, like they're saying it's split. It's like she's 51, he's 49. You know, it's somewhere.
How can that shit be that close?
This is what I think is when that person actually steps into the polling
place,
something is going to hit them in the head and be like, you know what? How the fuck can I press Donald Trump?
Yes. How can I do like?
Like you could talk.
You gonna thank Celebrity Apprentice. You gonna thank so much wigs. You gonna thank a shit.
You
like,
could talk about it all you want. But the minute you get in there, and it is anonymous. There's a good motherfucking chance they're going to hit Hillary Clinton or they're going to hit a third party candidate.
I'm with you on that. I said that shit too. It's like Mickey Mouse.
I think she's gonna win 67%.
It's like Mickey Mouse. I can't see nobody just putting on a costume every day trying to run the country, man.
It's like when fucking Mary Carey ran.
Right.
But the dude is the guy.
Yeah.
The Republicans are fucked. They had fucking Sarah Palin.
Right.
The one
that was a. But that was a. To me, that was even another fucking part of the joke too. Like they keep one upping themselves on the ridiculousness of the people that day.
They really are, man.
And I was for her. You know, she a female. She out here trying to get it. But once she started talking that crazy shit, I was like. This motherfucker is.
I can see Russia for my
retarded. Yeah, I'm like, and I was like, damn, I didn't want to call you retarded, but god damn, what the fuck wrong with you?
Yeah, that family's fucked. Like man. the daughter, like, loose and get fake tits and shit.
That's why I say, man, just this world shit, man. That's why we gotta keep our positive circle pumping real hard.
That's it.
That shit crazy out there, man.
So, number one, fuck AT&T.
Damn,
is a store.
as a crew. As a fucking record label, as a fucking whole. God yeah. damn.
And if you want to be known, AT&T. Then
fuck you too.
Chino XL.
Man, fuck you.
Okay.
Damn.
Chino XL. What the fuck have you ever put out? didn't he have long hair? He's like a he built up motherfucker. Yeah, braids,
like penitentiary, swole up motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, like Tukey Wilson or whatever.
Tukey Williams. Shout out to rest in peace to
Tukey. Is that his name? Tukey Williams?
Tukey Williams. Rest yeah. in peace, homie.
That motherfucker. His arms are the size of his table.
Nah, big too.
He would have been a good Luke Cage.
No, he too big. God damn. Tukey was. That shit didn't. How do he even maneuver with all that shit?
I'm even getting like the stall in the bathroom. Yeah, like,
that shit look uncomfortable. Putting on a shirt. Like, what the fuck? That's too much work.
I go to AT&T, this is last week, I go, okay, because like I said, I had this, I didn't talk about this yet, did I? My AT&T saga?
You talked about another bill, the bill that wasn't, that you was paying.
Oh, that was for the power, that was okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So again, all right, I had to get this shitty ass fucking phone, like a year and a half ago, because someone stole mine, so I had to get the 5C. So these guys always come.
Why you was asking about I stole your phone?
At work.
Damn, motherfuckers still be stealing this shit.
It's like, you know, you can't use it. I got it right. Fucking locked and all that shit. Like, you're stupid. You could even see it. Dude reaches over, takes it, bounces. So I had to get this 5C, which is just, it was 8 gigs. I couldn't do anything on it. And I lasted like a year and a half on it. Finally, I talked to these dudes from AT&T who were buying beers and shit on their lunch break. Shout out to you. And I go in and they hook me up. They give me the new phone. Mm. All right. Now, so I was paying like $160 a month.
Yeah.
Now they got me down to $100 a month, and I pay $30 for DirecTV.
Okay.
So I'm down $30, brand new phone, and I get DirecTV.
Sound like a deal. So.
But the big issue was I still had to pay off that old phone because I was on some kind of plan.
Yeah.
So when I get DirecTV, they send you a $200 gift card.
Okay. Yeah, I got that. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So they say, get the gift card.
I remember I thought that was bullshit. That motherfucker came.
That came, yeah,
that
sure.
That shit really
sure
did come. I remember that.
You know what? I got to call there and tell them I don't want those movie channels, or else they start charging for them. You know, you get like the 3 months. Oh, I did call. They're going to turn them off the 17th November.
You got Sunday ticket?
No, they said I don't get it with this one. Fucking idiots.
Oh, okay.
I don't even get ESPN. I get fucking 90 movie channels. I don't get ESPN. What the fuck is wrong with you? Sorry. That's why I like when the games are on regular channels.
Wait, you don't get ESPN?
I don't get fucking ESPN.
Oh no, that's the
like tonight. How the fuck I'm gonna how am I even gonna watch a game?
You gotta have ESPN.
How the fuck am I gonna watch a game?
Even if you ain't got none of that other shit.
Oh, is it maybe on NFL Network too?
No, you need ESPN. You need to call the motherfucker.
Yeah, well, it's like $10 a month for the sports.
Hey, well, as a man with nuts, you need ESPN. So
I got it. I got it in the bedroom. I can watch it in there.
Okay. Fuckers. All right. Yeah.
Anyways, so I go up there Monday. And the guys aren't there, so I talked to like the manager. I explained the situation.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this $200 gift card and pay off the old phone, even though I have my new one.
Yeah.
Give them the phone as a trade-in, mm-hmm. and I might owe like $5 to $10.
Okay.
She goes, okay. So she's trying to do it, and it doesn't work. So she's like, okay, you know what? Oh, no, I'm sorry. She's like, oh, yeah, it's going to be $60. Well, I didn't have $60 on me. I'm like, okay, I'll get money because I was going to get paid from work.
Yeah.
I'll get money and I'll come back tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, so second day at AT&T.
Second day.
And no, it's not a huge walk, but from the store to AT&T on Venture. Yeah. It's like a pain in the ass. It's hot out and shit. I get there, dude's trying to help me out, and he's scanning the fucking gift card. Scans it once, doesn't go through. Scans it twice, doesn't go through. And he's like, oh, I'm supposed to activate the gift card. I'm like, okay, so he activates the gift card, but now he can't use it. And it takes 24 hours
because he already. Man, get the fuck out.
I'm like, so you're telling me I got to come back in 24 hours? And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm like, okay. All right. I'm being calm. Hey, I've been patient, sober, calm, Brandon.
Walk up here. I'll walk back. Fuck it.
Okay. So now Wednesday, I go back. Now, before I go back, I'm checking my email at work and they denied me a fucking spot at the store because I had applied to work at that store because I knew someone was leaving. Okay. So they had a spot. Okay. I applied. I went through all the tests. Oh, sorry, right now, your application does not fit this thing. I'm like, to sell motherfucking cell phones? What, am I overqualified?
Overqualified, yeah.
No, and then I realized when there, I didn't have enough tattoos. Every motherfucker who works there has sleeves and tattoos and shit. Every motherfucker. Go to ATT on Whitsett and Ventura and tell me not every motherfucker in there has tattoos. Fucking A. So I'm already pissed now because I was thinking like, okay, that could be an okay job. You know?
Yeah, pretty chill.
And, you know,
pretty
hey, chill. Probably cut down my phone bills.
And probably like could come up on some shit on behind the scenes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like these guys did, you know? So, and the people there seem nice. you know, now I go, now I'm pissed because I didn't get the job. And it's my third day back. I go right to the manager. Now she knows me by name because I'm in there every fucking day.
Hey, Brandon.
And I told her I'd applied. You know,
you work here?
And I go, listen, it's my third day in a row. One time was my fault. Yesterday was your guys' fault. I want this taken care of today. And I'm not paying $60.
Damn.
I go, just, so they did
what? Damn, he took a stand.
Instead of giving me $20 for the phone, they gave me $50.
Okay.
They used the gift card, and they knocked my bill down like $20 for that month. Cool. So I saved like $70
just by going 3 days in a fucking row.
Yep. And so. She's like, you know what? I'm not even going to. She goes, most people just want free stuff, but you have been here a lot. I apologize. And I was pissed, too, because they fucking, I know it wasn't her personally, but the AT&T company.
Corporate shit, yeah.
Then they send me a fucking check. I don't know if you were involved in it. It was a class action lawsuit. If you had AT&T from like 2005 to 2009.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I get a fucking check. Yeah, you're not on Instagram. I get a check in the mail for 36 cents.
I've seen those before.
Dude. It's not fucking, what do they call that when you're an actor and you get the fucking
residuals.
Yeah, it's not like a residual. You don't like,
I've seen those.
Kramer people. Gets a dollar a fucking week from Seinfeld, right. Or something. Probably more than that.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? Like if you're like a, two times on a show, you might get a couple bucks. 36 cents. It costs more for the postage,
right.
The paper.
To print this shit.
To print all that shit. Like, what do I, and you know what? I said, I'm cashing this. Fuck them. Because I bet, if they're.
Where the fuck you in cash a 36 cent check?
I did it on my phone, on the app.
Oh, so you put it in your bank account, basically?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But I did it because, how many people out there, probably a million, got between 30 cents and 50 cents and they just throw it out.
Right.
You put all that together, we're talking $500,000. I want this company on their fucking knees. Fuck AT&T.
Yeah, I never had them. Fuck AT&T.
I'm done with them.
Rest in peace, AT&T, motherfucker.
All right. Guys, this is something I've been waiting on. And I think it's something that we need to do now that you guys are comfortable with careers. 2016 co-host of the year.
Oh.
We're going to go on a little journey.
Oh, shit.
If you don't mind,
dang.
We're going to go back to, I want you all to close your eyes.
Dang.
Think about this. August 16th, 2004. Just put yourself back there and what you were doing at that time.
This is a journey into sound.
Because that was the first day that we ever met. All right.
Shout out to us.
I'm walking. I go over to my friend Scott's house the other day, and I see all the kids walking to Pierce.
Yeah, yeah.
And adults, and you know, going to night school, whatever.
Yeah.
And I got in my head that we've never talked about
what?
How the fuck on the air. We've never discussed how we met.
Yeah.
Why we met.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Anything like that. So this is why, guys. It was that day. Mm-hmm. It was our first day of class. I want to say with that old dude that we both really liked. And we go. We had a break because see when we went to. So we went to see Sun. This is I was out here a day. I think you were out there that day
before. Yeah, I came to school that day.
Too. That day, yeah. So yeah. We're both at school. We're both in the same class
to get in school because I never fucking.
I think we're. I think I want to say seriously, we were 90% of the classes. You might have taken one, and I might have taken one. But after that, we're just like, fuck it. We'll take all the same classes.
Right.
I go outside to smoke a clove.
Yeah.
At the time,
damn, clothes was good at the time.
Everybody, you and Issa always call them BDs. 2004 which I still don't know what the fucking. I still don't.
Anybody on the East Coast know what a fucking BD is. Anybody in the South know what a BD is.
What the fuck is a BD?
It's like some kind of leaf shit, but it's just strong and good.
Mm. You guys would always say, it's a smug. So I'm outside now. I had on these red Nike running shoes.
Yeah.
And in the back, they had like a Kenyan flag. They were like red and like kind of. Yeah. And I remember you're standing on like the seat outside because we. They gave us like a 10-minute break
because
they were all long classes.
And we were all grown up, so they was well, everybody no. had
see,
to
everybody was fucking grown up. We were the youngest out of anybody.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But it was like, yeah. Some.
So Kadir comes over to me. He's like, oh, man, I like those shoes. And we start bullshitting. And you tell me where you're from. We start talking.
Right.
Then we realize the next day we got another class together. And then we just started fucking talking. I think, it was like, I want to say 2 days later. Mm-hmm. You're like, yo, man, I want to talk about this writing shit.
Yep.
And we went to the Starbucks down the street.
I remember that shit, too. Because we both had such similar fucking stories. Mm-hmm. We both graduated from college and came here to be fucking writers. Okay.
That's right.
So I was in Louisiana, and I applied, and they didn't send nothing back. They didn't send a no. They didn't send a yes. And I was like, you know what? I got a date that I'm getting in a fucking car and leaving.
Okay.
And I put my shit in two garbage bags and told everybody bye and drove to LA. Got to LA. I think on that Friday, because I wanted the weekend. Monday morning.
You're living with your aunt, right?
Yeah. Living with my aunt and Watts. Shout out to my aunt.
Shout out to Watts.
Shout out to Watts too. Tyrese.
Some Watts?
Yeah. So as we were fucking, as I got here and basically, you know, I had my transcripts and all that shit with me because I knew they was going to tell me the bullshit like, oh, you know, well, we'll look into it. And I went to the office and I'm like, man, I didn't get nothing back. And, you know, the woman was like, well, it's nothing really I could tell you. I do see all your stuff is here, blah, blah, blah.
Who's that guy who helped, like, he helped me too?
Yeah. Portnoy. Not Portnoy.
He wasn't.
Damn, I like that dude too.
He was a young. He had fucked up teeth.
Yeah, fucked up teeth. But he was a good motherfucker. And motherfucker.
He
let
was
me
the one
in.
Who like answered yep. all my questions.
That
remember,
dude
he,
let me the fuck in.
The,
I never.
The only
forget
class.
That
the only class he taught was the one on how to present.
Yep.
Your thesis.
I can't think of your name right now, homie. But you, motherfucker. I was like, man, I just drove.
That guy was
from
pretty
Louisiana.
Cool.
He was like, you know what? Your grade's cool. I'm gonna let you in. I was like, man, no bullshit. He was like, no bullshit. You start class ASAP. I was like, damn, that's just that was
well, see,
before
not only
Donald
that,
Trump was president.
Kudir and I are the exact same age, close enough birthdays.
Yeah.
He went to a
Catholic university.
A Jesuit university. Okay. I went to a Jesuit university.
Yeah.
Then we both went. So it was just weird. It was just a weird pairing that like we started hanging out. So we went to Starbucks and then we just started fuck. Then I remember I wanna say the next week. You'd be giving me rides home because it was on your way.
Yeah.
And I said, yo, let's go to the spot.
The spot.
Because Jackie was
hookah for
it.
The first time in my motherfucking life.
With hookah. They would put weed in it. We had that fucking tea.
Yeah.
They had a hot fucking
weed. I remember being dizzy as fuck, but it felt good. It was weird.
And then,
you know, I ain't smoked hookah since then?
I don't know if I might. Yeah, you know, my godson came out and he had a hookah. And I smoked and I fucking burnt my
never,
fucking hand.
I never got nothing from hookah. Just smoked my Newport.
I don't know. That's a
bud.
Thing. I don't know. I like the tea they had there. That tea was always fucking delicious. And the food.
And them nice looking women. It was nice ambiance and shit.
But they had some gangster shit going on out the back
you
door.
You told me
kind
that
of
shit.
Stuff. Yeah, Jack. That's why Jack. You know, Luke worked there for a little while too? Like,
I think
every,
I didn't.
Every job he's got out here, someone's like, Jackie got him the job there, and then she quit. Then she got him the job at the post office, and they both got fired.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then, like, he was working with his cousin. Because of his cousin, now he's working at his current place. I got him the job at Pins. You know,
shout out to Uncle Luke.
Uncle Luke, I'm out in Miami too.
Ooh.
So at Starbucks now. So now we start hanging out. I'm like, all right, let's get some. Now it's like we're trying to figure each other out. And you're like, I got some weed.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got some beers.
Good weed. Yeah.
Okay. And so we're like, all right. And we would just sit and watch, like after school, before class, or after
during class.
Okay. Fuck. The one fucking teacher hated us. And we had her twice.
Because we smelled like hobos.
She fucked.
But we always did all our work and was ready for whatever
she
presentation.
Was, Maria,
I gave a lot of presentations drunk. That's
for
crazy.
For no reason, we decided to take a Spanish, or no, it was Spanish, what the fuck is Spanish film history?
Yeah, Spanish film history.
Yeah. Okay.
Shout out to Luis Buñuel.
Which we both took as our final project. And I read his
books and shit.
I watched three of his movies, but they're all French made. So, all right.
Yeah.
We had her one time, and then the second time, because we want to be in the same class with each other. We took her kind of, we're both like, fuck, because I think we both got, I got A's in every class, except her.
Yeah, I don't remember what I got
like
in
a
her,
C
but yeah,
or
she
a
made,
C or
because she was like, y'all
she
fucking drunks, what it, the fuck?
Remember, no, again, remember, we're 23 at the time.
She fucking went off, you remember she went off?
I'm going to get to it. We're 23, everybody else in the class is like a mom, or they're like 45 to 50.
Even older than that.
Yeah, there were 60-year-olds.
We had like 60, we had some fucking
so like we were like the two dickheads right out of college, you know, we haven't.
But we wasn't never disrespectful dickheads.
No, we were not.
I was drinking because of the fucking life.
So we decided, okay, what we're going
to
do is get fucking big gulp cups and pour sparks in there.
Yeah.
So the class was 3 hours long.
And on top of that, hold on. You would pour it in the big gulp cup, but how about the two or three you drank prior to getting out of the car in the parking lot before you loaded it up?
Hey, did you see lately? Before they built that fucking huge thing that our money fucking paid for. God damn it.
Yeah, they got some nice shit.
That's where we used to park, remember? Because there was actually good parking back then. Man. I don't know where the fuck you park now. Anyways, so not only would we pour the sparks in a fucking big gulp cup, about halfway through class, I'd tap Cordier on the shoulder and be like, yo, let me get your keys.
Yeah.
And I'd run back. Yeah. I'm like I was going to take a piss. Yeah. I'd run back to 7-Eleven and fill up two more big gulp cups.
He's very fucking serious. He would go to the store. 7-Eleven was about About a mile down.
Not even. It was like a 2 minute ride.
But it was like literally, you have to get in the car. This is while class is going on. He would get in the car and go drive to the fucking store and come back and hand me something. And I would just sip. Like, yeah, it's pretty cool. That's what I tell people, man. I tell people anything. Go to college just for the experience. I don't know, you know, if it's going to help you get your life together, but fuck, man, it's a lot of beautiful women, some different people, me, white people, black people, Hispanics, whatever the fuck.
So, all right, with this lady that we took for the second time, this thing, it was on Thursday nights, and on Thursday nights, they started doing, there were show, like, what's his name? Nick? Kazan?
Kazan, yeah. Eli Kazan.
They were showing his films, and he would talk afterwards, so instead of going to class, we'd go see the movie. Right. Now, this time... Career real fucked up.
Oh my God.
And we're sitting all the way in the back and she's all the way in the front. She's doing a head count. He falls asleep and he's snoring.
I remember going to sleep.
He's snoring so fucking hard. The entire theater is like laughing. She turns around. She's like, just gives me like the stink eye. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm like trying not to laugh. Everybody around us is fucking pissing their pants.
I remember that. I was high.
There was two chicks.
That was one of them fucking days where, like, that was I literally started that morning.
Yeah,
some shit. Like,
that was a day drinking. That was our last class we had to pass.
Yeah. It wasn't really nothing you had to go to film showings and shit. So I was like, fuck.
And we hated this teacher anyways. So the final comes up. We take the exam.
Oh my God.
We both go to leave. She stops us at the door and she just looks at us and goes, listen. She said... Neither of your papers make any sense.
Man.
They're not even on what I asked you to write them on. I'm just going to pass you guys because I don't want to see you in any more of my classes.
And we had nothing else. We ain't failed nothing. We had no problems.
She just goes, I never want to see either one of you in one of my classes again.
She was very upset.
She like took us
outside. She was like, so did she say that? But she commented on like smelling like liquor and all kind of shit. Like she was really like.
Fucked
up.
She basically was telling us we didn't give a shit about the education. That's what even led me to thinking about this. Is like, these kids are going to appear. The older people, they gave a fuck because now they've been in the workforce for 10, 15 years.
Right.
They're trying to better themselves. Us, we're just trying to go to school, like just continue our schooling. Number one, so I'd have to pay fucking student loans back. And number two thing, which you kind of hinted on, to get that refund check.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I know you
that
did.
That check kept motherfuckers living alive.
That's the only way I made it out here. Because what would happen is I would just claim... The most I can claim from financial aid and national, I would claim as much as I could.
Yep.
And then when the school got it, they would issue a check, which would normally be $4,000 or $5,000.
Right.
You know, for that semester. Right. Was it for a semester or for the whole year? Semester.
And I would get a fucking grant from out of state, being from out of state.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when that shit showed up, I was tripped the fuck out. I'll never forget. I knew I was getting a financial aid refund, but my aunt was like, you got a piece of mail. And I went. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And I opened that shit, and that shit said some thousand. I was like, what the fuck? And I called the school. I was like, I was going to Nick's Check Cashing. Shout out to Nick's Check Cashing. If you're in South Central area in Los Angeles,
they cash it for that
Nick's will cash anything, I think, up to $150,000. It's no bullshit.
How much?
They don't just
1%?
Say the shit. I don't know for that amount, but they take a chunk. But I ain't had no fucking bank, none of that shit. I called the school. I was like, y'all sent me this money, and I'm waiting on my financial aid. But this not from financial aid. This from y'all. And it was like, oh, it's a grant. Because you're from out of state and you're a graduate student and all this stuff. I was like, wow, I get this for free. She's like, yeah, you don't have to pay that back. You didn't have
to give them your social security number and your
bank
account?
None of that shit. I was like, and I went to Nick's Check Cashing so fucking fast. I think I went to Red Lobster or somewhere.
When we used to get our, you could always tell when Creedier and I would get our refund checks. Because I think I got mine before yours because of my last name. It would always be like a week.
Eat. Oh, man.
It would be, yo, I got my check in. Listen, all right, so I get mine in. And we would go to on the border off the border.
No, on the border.
On the border at the Northridge Mall. Get fucking margaritas.
Good Mexican food.
Then I'm like, you know what, dude? You don't got a TV. Let's go up to. I buy Creedier.
He's very fucking serious right now. Like, literally, shit I didn't want, he would make me get. This is no bullshit.
I bought him a TV.
He is not lying. And he was trying to buy me a TV way longer before that. I remember Jackie tried to buy me a TV. I was like, I don't want a fucking TV. I didn't understand what they didn't understand. It was like, oh, but you got all these movies. I had all these DVDs. I had no fucking TV and shit.
It wasn't like I bought you a fucking 50-inch flat screen.
No, no, no. But it was still, you bought me a fucking TV. Like,
so the next week.
And I had my own money. I don't know why I didn't want a fucking TV. We just get high and sit around and listen to music and shit. I was like, I want a fucking TV.
The next week, Creedier gets his check. We go back to On the Border. No, fuck that. This is when Katrina happened. We were sitting at a motherfucking Sizzler.
Yeah, I remember.
Watching Hurricane Katrina because we just went to that mall on fucking Van Nuys in Panorama City. So yep. Now Career goes, B, I'm buying you some shorts. He buys me a pair of $60 Michael Jordan red basketball shorts.
I remember that.
From Foot Locker, because he just got his check. Yeah. We used to just, dude, we got that money. Yeah. I hate the term N-word rich, but that's sort of what we were at the time. I'm sorry.
It was more so like, I just knew it was fucking, I could live off this shit. I know how to balance
You remember how many accidents she used to have? Jackie. Yeah. So it always worked out where like she would total a car.
No, y'all
and all of a sudden I'd get my fucking check in the mail and I'm like, okay, let's buy another $2,000 car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all was on some group
God
shit.
Damn. Always with that shit. We shared a fucking cell phone for how long? Till we finally got our own. I mean,
that's true.
I mean, that was fucking.
That is very true.
So I'm thinking about all this time and I wouldn't give it. I had fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, and the dude. The first teacher we ever had who actually taught us how to use Final Draft, how to script it, that Stunning Surprise, the one, Stunning Surprise 2, the X. He was an older gentleman, and he said, you can come Tuesday or Thursday, and we'll work on a script.
Who was that?
I can't think of his name. He's an older white dude. Okay. Now, he was my favorite teacher we ever had. But remember...
And that wasn't Portnoy.
And that was during the day.
Ken Portnoy? No.
No, Portnoy was up. Remember, Portnoy was like the head of the...
Right, but I'm like, who? Who the fuck?
Well,
why can't I remember none of the teachers?
Whoever he was... None of their teachers liked him because they fired him after our semester because of what he did. Because he split the class in two. He said, come on Tuesday, come on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
But only you and I would go both days because we wanted help
with
the script. And so he would teach us. He really liked us, actually. He was a good dude. So we'd go both.
All the fucking teachers liked us except the fucking Spanish lady.
She fucking hated. Oh, I can't. The hell did we put her through? Like, we'd be texting each other and shit the whole time.
Right, but it never was. I don't understand how that's hell. I mean, it was just too grown. We were grown and drunk. Like, I wasn't bothering nobody. I wasn't flipping no fucking desk over and shit.
She was very concerned with history and the preservation of it. And we could give a fuck. We're just like, we just want this piece of paper and to get our fucking refund check. Just give me, like, an A so I can apply at fucking Disney. Do you know what I'm saying? That's basically... Yeah. You know, with other people, like I said, a lot
other
of
people weren't as fucking talented. I needed
to know
technical shit about screenwriting. That's what I really wanted to know technical shit.
And you know
and
what?
The people who couldn't finish, the fucking 60-year-olds and all these other people who had been doing this shit for years. There was one chick in our class. She said she had been in that program for like 5 years.
Was that
or something.
Chick that converted to she became a Jew. She was hot. She had big tits. She was a MILF.
She said she had been in the program for like 4 years. I still don't know how the fuck that's possible.
She's probably still in it.
So,
but.
It was just
all right. Game. Like, this is so. What I'm thinking about is, I always tell people now, if they're 17, 18 years old, maybe go to a community college, figure out what the fuck you want to do. I didn't want to teach. Why the fuck do I have a teaching degree? I did want to write, but do you really need a degree for that?
Nah. But if you want to learn certain shit about it, then
no. But I mean, technically, we could have read some books.
And, then at that time, internet wasn't popping like it is popping now either.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't like now. A kid can go learn how to write a screenplay online. Like I couldn't technically. Get all of that fucking knowledge at the time. It wasn't that I still had a fucking Dell computer and I used to fucking steal Wi-Fi in the hallway and I had a shitty connection and all this other shit. So it wasn't even no motherfucking option to be like, oh yeah, let me go surf the net. I remember I had to go to the library. I used to hate that shit. Like my fucking computer broke or something. So anytime I needed the internet, I'd go. Yeah, and I fucking had a T-Mobile Sidekick. And you get like limited
you sure fucking did.
Internet
you sure
access.
Fucking
I'm telling
did.
You, man.
You were like one of the first to have that.
It was a different era, man. That whole shit.
God, I forgot about those Sidekicks. Mm-hmm. Anybody who doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about, I had a screen that slid out. You got like the newest one every time
came out. I had that shit, man. I had a T-Mobile Connect. Yo, motherfucking. Shout out to Sidekick.
So, like I said, I think a lot of people, they just, like us, we just rushed into college. And then rushed right into grad school instead of like taking some time to kind of figure.
But no, I left. We both think about it. You left fucking home. It wasn't no rushing. Yeah. This was like, fuck that. I'm out. I don't got shit to do.
That's true. That's true.
You got to be like that. I can see a motherfucker just sitting around where they from or some shit. Man, just get up and do something. Fuck.
You're right.
Because we both got up in this and we both ended up in Southern fucking California. And neither one of us ain't fucking gone yet. So, you know,
true.
That's what it all boiled down to.
13. And I'm telling you guys, it was about a month ago would have been what? 12 years that we've known each other. Holy shit.
That's a long time.
Fuck. You were my first friend in L.A. That's no doubt. That's the truth. Remember, you picked me up at fucking Sharp Rimage the time Jackie had the accident.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, man. That's
dude, we did some. And here's the thing. We wrote some fucking good shit, too. So don't I'm not saying that, like, we didn't care. Because there's times.
Oh, you can't get a fucking Master of Fine Arts for not caring.
They tore apart my fucking thesis, but they're like, we're just trying to push people. I didn't put enough time into it.
But most people didn't get to the point to even get to, I'm on my thesis. Motherfuckers are still taking introduction fucking classes and shit. Like, we did all that shit in a record amount of time because, man,
you
had shit to
piss me off. I had to take the GREs. Did you have to take those?
I had to take those, like, second semester here because I never took them.
I never took, no, because, like, my GPA was 2.95. If right, you had a, even, if you had a 3, you wouldn't have to take
even shit
them.
Like that, though. Motherfuckers, I remember people studying for all of that shit. Man, I ain't never
sat I wouldn't took it. It was for, in fucking Glendale.
Yeah, I ain't never
I took
studied,
it like it,
for
and
none
like
of that shit. I, you know what? Matter of fact, I don't think I ever took it. I'm thinking of that now. I know he told me I had to take it.
I think you probably took it.
I'm telling you, I don't. if my mind serves me correct, because I remember that being an issue.
I kind of thought that you did, because I thought we did it like right around the same time.
I'm telling you, I think that was when I slipped beneath the cracks.
All right,
because there was a lot of shit like that.
There were okay at this time. We were the last class that could have either mass communications or screenwriting on their degree. I chose mass communications just because of the broader appeal. Did you choose screenwriting?
Screenwriting all the way.
Now, after us, it was only screenwriting.
Shout out to the screenwriters.
It was. But I just wanted it just in case. Obviously, I'm glad I did now because in case writing didn't
in technically case these work cases out. Of beers and liquor and weed.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And all that shit.
But I want to bring up this dude. Because I've talked about this about 200 episodes ago, and you'd be a good... So, the only other guy we ever hung out with from class was probably 5 years older than us.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, hippie dude, okay? He did a lot of mushrooms, and he'd come over to my apartment after class, me, Kadir, and him, and he'd bring over weed.
Okay? Trying to put the face.
When I tell you what his movie is, I think you're going to get it. He had like a beard, he was sort of a hippie. I think he lived in like Lancaster, I want to say. Okay. So now,
I'm trying to see your fucking face, though.
Now we got a pitch to the whole, like to the class. This is like one of our things. We had a pitch. You know, Kadir pitches his story. I pitch mine. The day Kadir's not there, and a fucking old ass nerdy black dude stands up. Man, racism doesn't. Remember that fucking guy? Yeah. Fuck that guy. So Williamson, is that the professor? Or Williams?
With the fucked up teeth. Yeah.
Nah. Oh. I'm talking about the old white guy that we liked.
The one with the fucked up teeth was Williams.
That was
too, though,
like Troy or Scott or something. I want to say his fucking name.
No.
I'll look it up. I got the shit. Anyways, so who cares? So he was on my thesis board too. Remember he ran the fucking script department? Mm-hmm. If you wanted to run out of script, he'd be in there. It was a good
and he
guy.
Would always like he was stressed
they,
out.
Listen,
and shit.
They were just churning out people because the state demanded it. Like they couldn't like hold you back. Like,
but they wasn't school. Though. That's what I'm saying. Like, if nobody was making it to that point,
that's
though.
Why I don't know. I think because people were milking it so much, like us, since we were so close, they're like, okay, let's just push these guys through, get the fucking degree.
I just know I was like,
we could have got it in a year. It took us, what, a year and a half?
Something like that.
Because
yeah,
we got it in January.
That shit was very speedy.
Right? Yeah. We got it in January, yeah. Like 2006. So it was a year and a half. All right, yo, so we're pitching to class, and I pitch my idea. This guy comes up, the next class, he comes up. And he goes, I got this idea. It's like these guys, it's a comedy, all right? Everyone's sort of like, okay. It's called Space Peace.
I still don't remember what this fucking dude looked like, though.
He looked like a fucking, like, Tony, but with a beard and shit. He looked like, he was like a little short dude. And he's like, so it's like, sort of like Star Trek. You know, because remember, they always wanted you to compare it. It's like Matlock meets MacGyver, that kind of shit. That's how this guy told you to pitch things. He's like, so it's sort of like Star Wars. But these guys go from like planet to planet to find the best weed and like make the galaxy peaceful. And
I remember the like, fucking what pitch. Why the I can't fuck? Remember the dude though.
I'm like, this is the stupidest shit. And then in my head, I'm like, this would probably get made. Mm-hmm. This would probably fucking get made. The shit that we're writing is like way too like,
complicated.
This shit would actually work. So I want to say that we took a class in like comedy writing with a teacher. And they asked us to bring in like a minute or two clip.
Fucking Space Piece.
Oh. Space Piece. Space Piece. Luke loves that. If you would see, I don't know. Okay, any of my listeners out there, the guy kind of looked like Bruce. You won't know him, but he kind of looked like Bruce. All right, just beard, just normal guy, but like to do mushrooms and like go out in the desert and shit. I don't know. And he wanted to write Space Piece.
The only dude I remember from that was the redhead dude. I forgot his name, but I remember what.
That dude. Remember? Okay, so there was two chicks that like we'd always talked about nailing, the Egyptian chick. But then you said she was dirty.
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember nobody's face except
this redhead.
You don't remember
that Egyptian chick? She had big ass tits.
The redhead dude. And the only reason I remember him was I bumped into him in like a store. He was working in a store like years later. I was like,
but then and then that MILF. I used to see her at the bowling center.
Yeah,
all the time.
Her. That's
she was fucking hot though. She could get it.
Yeah.
Remember, she was, I forgot what her whole script was about. It was about a woman turning to Judaism, I want to say. Because I think like that she took it like right from like, because her husband was Jewish and she was Catholic.
She had all the kids and shit.
Yeah. And I think through somebody else, though. I don't think it was through that guy. I think this was like her second marriage. So she had to go up to like, what's that off the 405? Like the University of Judaism. She had to go up there and like all the elders watch her
American naked, like, Jewish bathe. University.
They yeah, bathe so. Nude and shit, and all the weirdos probably beat it to it.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Anyway, Space Piece. We had like one, two classes with him, then never saw him again. I don't even know that I had his number. I remember that, fucking, that red. I don't even know what the fucking guy's name is.
That fucking redhead dude. Paul. I think his name was Paul.
Paul Wall.
Shout out to Paul.
Does Paul Wall even do anything anymore? What up, Chameleonaire?
Drew Rails, some shit.
Chameleonaire? That fucking scene fell off quick, huh?
They made all that fucking money and just, yeah. The music couldn't last. It was. But Chameleonaire is like a tech investor in like Silicon Valley or some shit.
That's pretty fucking smart.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he took because he had money. He had like some.
Did they not like? I thought they got back together for a little while. Like
they did, but by that time the world wasn't looking for neither one of them.
I got you.
It was like, oh fuck, they waited too long. But they was hot at one time.
So I don't know. Yeah, that's what I thought about. It just, I guess, it got in my
head. Space piece.
It got in my head like, did we try hard enough or just enough? You know what I'm saying? Like, some classes, like that one dude, I'm telling you, we would go twice a week and we didn't have to because the guy had good information. Mm-hmm. He was actual writer. Portnoy was the one who wrote for Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
That's it. He was the head of the department. He's the one that taught the comedy class. And he always told us, because he's like, you know, you'd think it would be easy to write like Dukes of Hazzard. He goes, but you have to dumb down your material. Right. It's way harder to write something so stupid. And he would, like, show us an episode. So we had to bring in clips. I'm going back to this. I bring in, I think it's funny, Mr. Show, and it's like a minute, it's the minute long thing where he asks for change. Okay, Luke, you'll know what I'm talking about. Nobody gets the fucking humor. I'm like, I should have brought in something else. People aren't getting Mr. fucking Show. They're not getting Bob Odenkirk and David Cross right now. You know, yeah. They're all older. I should have just brought in fucking Saturday Night Live clips and they would have laughed their balls off.
Yeah, at that time, Mr. Show, I remember.
That was on HBO, but yeah. I just had the DVDs. It was off. It's been off the air for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Those two guys were blown up. Yeah. Like as writers and as directors, and David Cross was getting really big, but the Mr. Show was, I think they started doing new ones. Career brings in Coming to America, and does the scene where they're going on the date with all the chicks, and the fucking room goes fucking bananas. Yeah, and I just realized what a great scene that is.
I got good taste.
It was a funny ass scene.
Mr. Show ain't flying with.
Remember he was
people who don't want to pay for cable.
Sorry guys for all the screenwriting talk, but. Remember, he's the one that said, and it always, this is like one thing that stuck in my head, and I always thought it was one of the most difficult things, especially in writing like a feature length. He said, every scene has to have three acts, a beginning, middle, and end. Each scene, not the whole plot, but each scene.
Starts here.
You know, there's no reason to have a filler scene. And you know, when we first started, we had a shit house full of filler scenes for absolutely no reason.
I thought the story had to just have a bunch of shit in it.
So, you know, after we got out and we we wrote, quote unquote, for T.I., God, fuck, I want to kill that guy. I want to have a whole fucking Issa episode, that fuck. Anyways, penis.
I'm not participating in
that. Yeah. Remember, you want us to write a script about fucking demons behind people? What the fuck was that called? Jin? Fuck that guy.
I'm not participating in that.
All right, fine. I'll do my own Issa hate episode.
Yeah.
Anyways, the fucking... We
I'll
wrote,
do my own hate
when we wrote LA Metro, which I want to say we did like 8 episodes of, was actually some of our best writing.
Still good shit, yeah.
I mean, like, I could see that shit.
I told you, man, that's why I don't have nothing bad to say about him or nobody else. Anything I ever sat down to write is one of the reasons I'm still fucking alive, motherfucker. I did that shit for a purpose.
It was good.
And my catalog is pretty cool right now.
It was kind of the idea was pretty fucking stupid, but can you, all right, am I wrong?
But it gave me a chance to work on shit you would never do.
Well, and you know what? And that was, I want to say, the first, maybe last thing that we ever wrote together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everything else we had to do for school, we'd like edit each other, but we never like wrote one together. So he fucking put his name on that too, that cocksucker. remember we go to that meeting in North Hollywood with
I'm not getting
it. Okay, all right.
Yeah, the Burbank Library. I remember that one.
Am I wrong?
That was Burbank, not North Hollywood. Burbank Library. That was on Buena Vista,
It absolutely was not. It was the one right by the park where we played basketball. No. Motherfucker, I'm telling you, it was right by your old place. No. I'm telling you, you're wrong on this one.
No, I'm telling you, I'm not. Because
they had those little rooms in the back. All right.
That park don't have them little rooms.
Are you sure about
I'm
that?
I'm positive. Okay. Yeah. That's right, the one I used to have to go to use the fucking computers, motherfucker. All right. My local North Hollywood.
Well,
one.
You probably we went to the drove nice me. One. You drove me, so.
You was with me, right. The nice one was in Burbank where they had the little rooms and shit. The North Hollywood one is more for the homeless community and shit like that. You remember?
Cause it's real right, dark in there, too.
Yeah, it's all fucking gloomy and shit.
Anyway, so. Quote unquote shows up fucking 25 minutes late to this meeting we're supposed to have with these two like child stars.
Right. It was with one of them is now an adult star.
Okay. That's what I was gonna ask you, right? Like she became like super famous. She's, we were like that fucking close. So like yeah. Like she's been in movies, she has her own TV show, yeah.
She was on,
like,
she's on Fox on
I thought she was on BET.
No, she's on Blood, it's the one with Julia Roberts.
How old
niece.
Is she now? She was like a 10-year-old kid.
Like, no, she was probably like 25, 26.
Holy shit. Was she not in a Killin' or Keela and the Bee?
Keela and the Bee, yeah.
God
Kiki
damn.
Palmer. Shout out to Kiki
that's
Palmer.
That's it. Kiki Palmer. And you know what? We fucking met her. Now you
yeah, that's when they was trying to make her
like her own show. Her own show. Yeah, so we came up with all these like fucking cool ideas. Dipshit yeah. shows up half an hour late, drops all of his fucking papers all over the place. Yeah. And he's like, oh, you guys started now? I mean, he was fucking pissed. And we gave him all these ideas. We're like, yeah.
But he
like,
wasn't. He was disinvited by his own family member, who was also the mother of a child actress who's on... Being Mary Jane right now. She's on that show.
See, so we
she's on BET. That's what you
Those two right. actually blew up. Like, we almost had a connection. Right. And we could have wrote a show for them for fucking Nickelodeon. That's what they wanted.
Right, that's what it was.
They wanted us to write a
show. They both had
show.
Fucking deals set up at Nickelodeon.
And they liked us, too. And then Dipshit had to show up, and I think he fucked it up.
No, it did. It's always going to be fucked up because of the root of where it came from. And then when you got shit like that going on, it's just like...
Ah, fucking idiot. Wants,
yeah, I mean... But they were some good, you know, moms and shit, so... And they both
They weren't those moms who were like, oh, I'm going to pimp my daughter out so they make all this money and I don't got to work.
One of them was.
The one was.
We're not going to get into that.
Yeah,
one,
but she, one, the little heavier lady.
One of them was.
The little heavier lady.
And that's the problem that came was that she was trying to cut him out. And like I went to him as a man and like, you know, look, she don't want to pay you, but we decided. I remember when I asked you and you was like, cool with it. Like, we'll take a percentage of whatever we get and, you know, give you because you set it up for us. But he didn't want that. He felt like he was owed more than that. So that's why it turned into some bullshit. Yeah, because
I think that's the last time I saw that fuck. After we moved, his fucking apartment with him not even in town, his fucking pregnant wife. Fuck that guy. God damn. I'm sorry. I, you know what? I'm gonna be positive. I hope he's not dead. I hope he's okay.
I mean, none of that shit don't matter.
Is he alive? Is he in jail?
None of that. None of that don't matter. He ain't sitting at this table with us, fuck so him. It don't matter.
I'm glad he's not, bitch. No, I did. I saw him one time about 5 years ago, and I was wearing a fucking Seahawks shirt. He goes, "Oh boy, you look like you've been playing football. You've been eating." And I'm like, "Yeah, man. So, yeah, fuck away from me,
man. People, man.
Scumbag." you know, he's one of these guys where like 50% of the shit that he said came true. So that it would make you think that the other 50% might come true, but it was all horseshit.
Y'all see how he didn't start it on this man. He said he wasn't going to do
that. Okay, I'm going to let it go.
But he got some hot one-liners he keep dropping. But yeah, shout out to Kiki Palmer.
And your mom too. They're very nice.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a parent that has a talented kid, get him involved.
Oh yeah, I remember they was living out the van. Like they had all this shit in the van. She drove from Jersey, wherever the fuck they were.
Like,
from.
Yo, we're gonna do
this. She said we're gonna do this. I believe in my daughter, and they was she meant it. That motherfucker is still out here.
Give him credit. I give him credit.
Yeah.
I broke down. I had an O'Doul's. It tasted like fucking fart water.
I think it tasted that one time in my life, it fucked my guts.
Afterwards, you don't get a buzz. There's more liquor in Listerine than there is in O'Doul's. But like, goddamn, I'm having a sip of it. I'm like, why the fuck am I even bothering? It tastes like somebody farted in the water. It's fucking disgusting. And then my guts start getting all bubbly and like I got a fart and shit. Like, and like I've been like fart like. Picture you taking a bath and it's like a quarter full and you sit in it and you fart and it's like gurgly and shit. I've been having those, but like in my underwear. And then they kind of sit, and I've been, you know, around Veronica and her fucking parents and her sister, and I got these awful farts. I got to walk around the corner, cause I'm like, I was like fucking Mexican food, and my guts have been fucked. But I think it's because I'm eating like a normal person, and not just eating fucking protein bars and oatmeal every fucking day. I actually have like real food, and my body is like, holy shit, real food does exist, not just liquid diet. Certain food just make me fartier than the motherfucker, man. I'm going to say it like this. It's so fucking stupid.
Certain foods make fartier than a motherfucker.
I'm just going to write that. That's the whole description of the week. Am I lying, though? Luke says it like antibiotics make him fart, like Z-Pak. I don't think that's even a thing, but that's what he says. I had fucking fat.
Shout out to the Z-Pak.
Because I got this Uber Eats.
Yeah.
And they gave you like two free $20.
I think I get an email from them.
Uber Eats, yeah. And it's totally worth it. I ordered fat burger.
Yeah.
It was $0.
Okay.
And they delivered it. The next day I got a fucking barbecue chicken pizza. That was fucking delicious. The next day we go out and we get fucking Thai food. Then the next day I'm eating Mexican all day.
Right, but you had the shits from every continent.
I mean, known basically, to man. Dude. And I didn't shit all day, so like every fart just like stunk like four different kinds of food. It's fucking disgusting.
Beer. Oh my god, beer.
Beer shits are pretty bad. Like no, draft beer shits. Like if you're just drinking out of a keg.
Yeah.
Like you said you had a keg in your apartment.
In my apartment at all times, baby. I was very proud of that.
You go day drinking, and the next day you are shitting.
We used to get the fucking kegs. I knew the fucking.
Oh, you just take them, right?
The dude worked at a fucking liquor store, and he would come, like, he didn't go to Xavier with us, but he was probably like 25 and he worked at the liquor store, and we were going all the time buy shit, and he'd be like, where the fuck y'all go drink all this shit? You live on campus? I'm like, no, I got an apartment like right down the street. And be like, oh man, something, some kind of way he asked to come by, and it wasn't like no weird shit, and I was like, okay, cool. So he came by, was like, yeah, I smoke, you know, brought a little weed.
Was he like your age?
No, he was like 25 and I was like 18. Okay. But he was super fucking cool. And then the next time I went in the, it's like an Exxon. All our Exxon sold like all liquors and shit.
Liquor and an Exxon?
Man, I went to everything. Shit. I went to pay for I don't know now because it was a while ago. But I went to pay for the shit and he charged me like 30 cents. And I was like, all right. He was like, anytime you need something, So he would just keep coming to the house. Man, we would literally just go. It went from that to walk in the back of the store, get the kegs, and just walk them, load them in the car. Like, it was cool. He was so fucking cool. But
what would you get, like Coors Light or some shit? Or
I think so. But it was to the point where, like, the kegs, one would be getting hot and you see gnats and shit. And I'd be like, okay, it's time for that one to get the fuck out. Like, I mean, all we
would you have, like, in a bucket?
No, motherfucker, a big garbage can, like a
and you store some ice
one
in
of them
it,
cafeteria
ice, elementary school. And then you gotta have that pump deal on it.
Man,
yeah.
We had that, man.
Did he give you that pump
all
deal?
All that shit, man. Man, this dude was a cool motherfucker. Shout out to you.
Whatever happened to him? You guys just lost contact or?
Fuck, man. Who you keep contact with from back in them days?
I don't know. T-licious. Jackie wants like every 6 months.
I got Courtney. Shout out to Courtney. Hey, after that,
he owns his own place now, huh?
Own funeral home. If you ever dead in Louisiana, Treasures of Life Funeral Home, gotcha.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
He come up with that already?
Yeah, that man, entrepreneur. Right. Shout out.
He still got the dreads?
Mm-hmm.
Are they super? Because they're fucking long when I saw him like 7 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Long. Well, like, the man cut his hair, didn't he?
He did cut his hair. Yeah.
He kept it short then?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Last time, he seemed like he was doing fucking good last time I saw him.
Man, everybody doing good. That's why I'm sitting here talking about motherfucking. The people who then did the wrong shit.
Yeah, hopefully he's not doing. No, I hope you're fine. Don't get me started. You got me started again.
I knew it was coming.
I was going to say something really fucking bad.
I knew it was really fucking coming.
Fuck him.
I knew it was
I'm going to totally switch the topic. When you were a kid, did you or any of your friends have like a bed tent? Like I had a G.I. Joe one.
My cousin had one at his house.
You know, like the fitted sheets.
Yeah,
it was that, but then a little tent that you go in.
My cousin, he used to set that shit up all the time.
And then did you build like forts and shit?
Nah, we used to do a lot of wrestling matches, so we would take his mattress and put it on the floor, and we do like fucking WWF.
Did you have like those wrestling buddies or whatever? Remember those fucking things?
Fucking right, the little ones that bend and shit, the plastic kind
of. No, not the little. Like they were like almost like stuffed animal. They were like.
With the fat ass, like, neck.
Yeah,
and shit.
Like, you could, like, body slam
them. I remember
and
that
shit.
Yeah.
I was thinking because we got Veronica's niece a tent.
Treasure of Life, Center for Life Funeral Services, motherfucker.
Oh, fucking A. I should use that as a picture of the week. He looks good in that, man. That's a fucking nice suit.
My gangster, man, we got real
shit. He's gonna wear a suit every day, huh?
Man,
let me finish on the bed thing, then I'll get back to that.
WWF.
Superfly
Snooker.
The only reason I thought it was because we got Veronica's niece a frozen tent,
right?
But it's not for the bed, it's just like a little tent that she can sleep in. But I remember I was like, couldn't wait for summer to my mom, because during the winter I'd have like the heavier sheets, you know, like a heated blanket and shit, because it gets colder. You didn't need that,
motherfucker.
But I'm saying we had all like wool
y'all
fucking
went to,
sheets
y'all went
and
to
shit.
School in the snow and shit too.
Oh dude, it was fucking
like, that's cool shit though.
It's not,
I mean, just
even going to college. Okay, you gotta wake up, you gotta fucking brush off all the goddamn snow, you gotta heat your car because the fucking window's frozen, it's gonna take 25 minutes.
We had to do that from time to time.
Okay, well, not every day for 6 months.
No.
Then, you know, you're trying to go to college, so you're wearing some, like, good shit, you put on, like, your new pair of jeans, Okay, you now you get plumbing. You get salt on it from the fucking from all the salt that's on there. It ruins your fucking pants. No. You got to wear a goddamn overcoat and a sweatshirt to fucking class. You got to take all the shit off, your scarf, your hat, and all these dickheads who are dorm there are just walking over in their fucking PJs. Yeah. I'm like, look at this pile of shit.
Straight through the hallways and shit. Didn't even have to go in a parking lot.
They had in Canisius, the dorms. Uh-huh. They had, so no, you didn't have to go outside. From the dorms, they had a tunnel that connected to all the buildings.
See, that's smart shit.
Like Scott, that's, Tree that's Man, Ron Bass, they all went to, it was in northern Iowa. Mm-hmm. They went to Buena Vista, and they had the same thing. All everything's connected, and you see, you don't got to go through the snow.
That's smart shit right there.
The only thing that wasn't connected was the gymnasium.
Okay.
You had actually walked down the street to get to that to watch like the Golden Griffin.
But to go to fucking class, shit, flip flops.
Yeah, not me because I commuted, so I'm parking down the street. And Kenesha's in the fucking hood. It's in the hood of Buffalo. So I parked on the street. Shout fucking people always fucking yelling at me.
Shout out to Tyrod.
Hey, white boy, don't park there. I'm like, dude, I'm just going to class, dude. Please, you know.
Shout out to every Tyrod. Fucking day.
They like, go Bills, man.
Go Bills. Rex Ryan, save his job.
3-2, 3 in a row. I mean, they actually look, their defenses. I picked up their defense. In fact, I have the Seahawks defense, but I needed one, and nobody had the Bills. So I picked them up, and they got me fucking 17 points this week, dog.
And welcome back to Tom Brady.
Oh, 400 yards? You know what? That was a statement game for him to say, like, don't fucking hate on me.
Man, don't ever bet against the Patriots.
It was the Browns, though. It's not like he's playing.
Don't ever bet against the Patriots. Everybody gets served, though. The Steelers and the Patriots 2 weeks from now, I think it is. That's going to be the motherfucking game.
How about in about 4 months when they play the AFC Championship game that we predicted?
Yeah.
And the Seahawks versus look, it's looking like the motherfucking Vikings. You were right. Remember you picked the Vikings.
Man, only thing I was wrong on was Cleveland. That's because RG3 got hurt, though. I told you, motherfucker. I'm telling you, they would have had a good season.
The Vikings are undefeated.
I told you that. Even with Kenny going out, I told you. I said, man, this was a year that the fucking Vikings was going to make a
Bradford,
run.
Bradford's looking like a stud.
I'm telling you, man, and they're not about to stop. They're only going to get better. More time he got with that fucking team.
Who the fuck is even the running back?
Start with an S. What's that dude name?
Okay, whatever. I'm saying. Yeah, some shit.
But he's pretty cool, though. And then they got Asiata. Yeah, they got some shit. They do. Yeah.
I like Cordell Patterson.
Yeah, they got some shit, man. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you.
And that defense is fucking. Man,
with Teddy, I thought they was gonna really championship game at least.
You know what? This is like I didn't when he went down. I didn't realize that they had Bradford.
No, they didn't. They traded.
Oh, they traded to get him. Yeah, okay.
Fucking. No.
It turned out to be a pretty smart fucking move. Mm-hmm. Now AP could be back for the playoffs.
And I think even without him, it ain't going to make a fucking difference.
Well, when he's in there, well, they can have a two-headed fucking running back. I mean, I don't want to go sports talk, but I'm just saying I cannot. There's teams. I thought the Broncos were going to take a shit.
Okay.
Did the Falcons beat them yesterday?
No. Oh, yeah, they did.
Good.
Yeah.
No, not good. They beat them bad. You don't like
fuck the Falcons. Don't ever fucking fuck the Falcons all the way.
Yeah, I don't like the Falcons.
Saints,
either,
baby. Saints.
The only Falcon I like is Deion Sanders.
That's a good Falcon to like, though. And Andre Rison. Shout out to Andre Rison.
Yep. Andrew Rison, you were so fucking popular. What's left eye? Didn't she have a fucking tattoo?
They was married and shit. Yeah, rest in peace.
Did she fucking burn his house down and shit? Rest in peace. God damn, that guy must have been laying dick
Andre
or something.
Andre had a lot of bitches, I think. Andre had a lot of hoes.
He was fucking awesome. So, am I wrong in saying Deion played baseball for a little while too?
Fucking right. For the Yankees, for the Braves. Yeah, man. Okay. It's Hall of Fame. Prime time, baby. Prime time.
Motherfucker, that guy. Wearing the do-rags. I'm right. I used to wear the fucking do-rags just like him.
Man, prime time.
I mean, that's about it, bro.
Hey, it's a good one. Shit.
I got more shit. You know what? Okay, fuck it. I'm not worried about a time. I'm just saying. Just because I've had it on here forever. I'll leave it. Because it's not, like, topical at all. Okay, I'm sure there's some liberal asshole out there that says that we shouldn't celebrate Columbus Day.
Hey, what the fuck? Come on.
Because, did he? All right.
Did he come here and say, what the fuck? What did he do?
Number one.
Let me hear you defend Columbus. Okay. To close the show out today, we're going to have Brandon defending Columbus Day and Christopher Columbus.
Number one, okay, if he never... Did he land in Cuba? He didn't find America.
Amerigo Vespucci.
He's the one who actually landed in America.
Right.
So why the fuck doesn't he... Why doesn't he have a day?
I told you, all this shit's so fucked up.
Why don't we have Vespucci Day, not
Donald
fucking
Trump
Columbus
running for
day.
President.
Motherfucking
Christopher
Columbus.
Christopher Columbus looked like Tony. It's... This shit all fucked up. So if you want in on that one, let's shout out to the pointy hat fucking Gettysburg Museum looking white people walking around. Because Tony, shout out, baby.
I don't know. I don't know why don't we have a Malcolm X Day? Why do we got why do we gotta have Martin Luther King Day? Why can we not have a Malcolm X Day? It pisses me off. Or just have them both. It's like President's Day. Can't we just have them both?
Let me tell y'all what to do. Buy a Spike Lee DVD, Malcolm X, stay home from work and watch Malcolm X. It's Malcolm X Day. Shout out to Malcolm X, motherfuckers.
What day do you know the exact what day he died on?
Who, Malcolm X? Yeah. No.
I'm gonna celebrate it.
Yeah, shit, I'm with you.
Not that he died.
I'm not opposed to. Hey,
okay. I'll go down. Where's Malcolm X Boulevard? Down in what? I probably don't want to go there.
Hey, you can celebrate in your house, motherfucker. Fuck, I don't know where the boulevard.
All right, guys. Well, it's that time. God, fucking man. Fuck your faces. Niggas fighting over reigns, niggas won't be the game, but long live the chief. For a little old thing, little boys bang bang. Long live the chief. Niggas fighting over reigns, niggas won't be the game, but long live the chief. Yeah, watch pretty mama while I slay my cane. Long live the chief. Cockroaches in the ratchet. Hand me downs with the patches. Mama put a little money in the mattress. Taught me how to make a silver spoon out of plastic. You can either sink, swim, or be the captain. Get the last word, I'ma get the last laughing. Now they say your dinner while you're dressing so classy. I don't want my best dressed day in a casket. You can either leave, follow, or get out the way. Make a fucking move, it will make my fucking day. Got a 100-year plan, you just think about the day. Always been about time, more than been about pay. Y'all up with me, Usain couldn't run with me. Chief come to find you, you don't come for me. At best, you could run a little company. Nigga, at worst, I could run the whole country. That's right, pimp game like a brothel. That's why I don't judge a nigga's hustle. I Airbnb the crib like a hostel. Summer rate cheaper, could the streets get hostile? Shot the boy, this fire from a hobby boy. So no, I won't record for your homie boy. I turn the party out like a naughty toy. Then I go and hide in plain sight like a lobby boy. Yes sir, that your dinner on the banner. Riding for my niggas getting locked up in a slammer. Elder saying everything's a nail to a hammer. And niggas can't spell, but we know I Instagrammer. Well done, better than well said. I read niggas well, a nigga well read. Really, I ain't met nobody smarter. That's why I got admitted, but I still rejected Harvard. I'm the Fresh Prince in a school where they couldn't read. Mama put me in a school with the Kennedys. When I met Bill Clinton, I was 17. But dead presidents is all my niggas need. Dining with the governor's daughter and her father say I remind him of Obama. I'm the chief diplomat every day. And I'm black and white, Janelle Monae. They won't be the game, but long live the chief. For a little old thing, little boys bang bang. Long live the chief. Niggas fighting over reigns, niggas won't be the game, but long live the chief. Now watch pretty mama while I slay my cane. Long live the chief.